Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. My name is Chris Keneally, your host, and today we're looking at an unusual and interesting new website whose very name tells you almost everything about it. It's bookstofilm.tv, and therefore covers the gamut of media that's available online today. Joining us is the creator of bookstofilm.tv, Rocky Lang. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Rocky.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. You come to us from Los Angeles, and appropriately enough, because you're a producer, a screenwriter, and a director. You've produced movies such as Ridley Scott's White Squall, a Hollywood feature, as well as the Emmy Award-winning Titanic for television. You've published 4 books, and it says here on the website, you know the entertainment and publishing side of the business, which is always good, because you know what the sausage is, how it gets served, and what went into making it, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a synergy in today's sort of multimedia, fast-paced world that brings sort of all the book publishing business and the movies and television business and the new media business all together.
It's all collapsing together. We've been hearing about synergy for a long time. A lot of people, including the folks at AOL Time Warner, have lost a lot of money banking on synergy. But there's also been another buzz phrase out there, buzz term called convergence, which regards the collapsing, as you say, of media all into one spot, and that is at the desktop. But what you're doing with bookstofilm.tv is attempting to bring those various pieces together, because for a lot of the creators of these kinds of work, they work in separate sort of silos and then don't really come together with the other producers until much later. Does that seem fair?
I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, I think that in today's world, if I understand you correctly, there's still a lot of sort of isolationism. You know, the film business is still trying to look right now for, you know, big, huge blockbuster movies, and the sort of the independent creative idea, the small movie is harder to sell. And the book business, you know, the fiction market is pretty much an almost dead market for the unestablished writer. And there are these other markets that are opening up. So as things are collapsing, they're also expanding. And I think that a lot of people are sort of running around with their heads cut off trying to figure out what the next step is. But bookstofilm.tv tries to, you know, sort of bridge some of this together.
So how does it achieve that then? And perhaps for those who haven't yet been to the site, and we'll be linking to it from our page, give us an idea of what they're likely to find, and why particularly our audience of book authors, people with who might be editing a book or working with a book or writing a book, ought to be thinking about going beyond the book, if you'll pardon me to plug our show.
But, oh, that's great. I mean, the plug's always good, and thank you for plugging my website. But let me back up a little bit and talk to you about the sort of the genesis of this. And as a filmmaker, and I've worked at every studio and I've done a lot of movies and a lot of TV, and what I realized over the years, and really importantly now, is that the buyers are really looking for a visual depiction of the concept. And so what I do when I'm selling my TV shows or my reality shows or my movies, I create what we call in Hollywood a sizzle reel. And what the sizzle reel is, essentially, it's a 1 to 3 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer depending on what the project is, but no more than 5. It's a sort of a glimpse into the idea of the project. So what I've been able to do is to go in, instead of just telling them about it, I'm able to show them what it can look like. And that excites them. And in today's world, you know, sort of post-MTV generation, people are looking for a sort of an immediate gratification for the experience of what they're seeing that sort of, you know, stimulates their fantasies of the characters and the development of the project. So where where that went to is that I also transitioned to being a writer for books, is that I realized that there was a service that was sort of missing for the author and the publisher, which became what we call as a book sizzle. And to differentiate the book sizzle from the book trailer, which has been around for a little bit, is the book trailer is generally for published books, and they're looking for readers to come to their website and see something about the book. They're almost like trailers. The sizzle reel is a little bit different. It's a cousin to the trailer, but what the idea is to help the author and help the publisher find either the financing or an agent or a producer. So where it works, it's universal. For the unpublished writer who's looking for an agent, and they take their manuscript and they give it to us, we can give them a minute to 2 minute sizzle reel on their manuscript. They can then send that to agents across the country, and agents will see it in their email, and they'll just pop it. They don't have to read the book yet. They go, wow, that's really interesting. I want to read this manuscript. So then you take it to the next level, and you take it to the agent who now has this. Now, the agent wants to cite a publisher. They can use it for that angle and send it to a publisher. Let's say you want to take it to Hollywood. The lit agent in New York sends it to the film agent in Los Angeles. Wow, they love it. That film agent can take it and send it into a producer. The producer can turn it into send it to the studio. Now, ultimately, it's going to all depend on the quality of the written material. You know, no one can, you know, sort of, you know, juke and jag and hide in the shadows with a lot of, you know, sizzle without substance. But what the sizzle will do is it will get you in the door and it will differentiate it. Now let's take a look at radio and TV. And so everybody wants to go out and get on Oprah. Everybody wants to get on the talk shows and the radio shows. So how do you do it? Well, let's say you have a sizzle reel. And you can then send it, boom, to every top person that you can find. You send it up, boom, it's up on the satellite. It's down on the desktop of somebody's computer. Now, you have leapfrogged through all those publicists that are out there and all those agents who are out there who are sending manuscripts and pictures in. They're stacked up on the floor of radio and television producers. And, boom, this radio and television producer sees your sizzle reel on your project and goes, wow, that's really interesting. And when it comes to talking about your project, because, you know, Dan Pointer, who's, you know, published 300 books, and he basically feels like, you know, every person has a book inside of them, and every author, you know, every speaker needs a book, and every speaker and author needs a sizzle reel, because, you know, you can then show these talk show hosts, and you can show these radio, that you're articulate, that you can actually explain your idea, you're telegenic, you sound good on the radio. So the use of the sizzle reel, or the book sizzles, as we call them, through books2film.tv, is pretty much universal across the board. Well, that's a long answer, man. I'm sorry.
Well, no, but we'll break it down a bit, and It really makes a point that we talk about a fair amount at Beyond the Book for authors, and that is that the responsibility for the book or for the published work, whatever it might be, is not just to write it, but that's why we call it Beyond the Book. It's about what do you do when you put the pencil down, when you turn the laptop off. You've got some responsibilities, and one of those responsibilities is marketing the book, and in trying to get as much out of your effort as possible. So what you're suggesting, I think, is that people ought to be able to communicate the value of the material in as many different ways as possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't remember if it was actually the Pointer book or it was one of the books I was reading when I was writing my first book, and I'm very happy that I've actually published my first novel's coming out, and I'm doing a sizzle reel on that as well for different reasons. But in any event, that the important point is what you're saying is that, you know, writers write, okay? That's their safety zone. You know, as hard as it is, as arduous as it can, crazy making it can be, you know, to sit in front of the computer and create characters or create ideas or work on a research project, you know, that's a comfort zone. Okay, so now you have it. What do you do with it? Okay, unless you're a big shot. So you have to put as much energy into the marketing of yourself and your project as you did into the writing of the book. And I said this to my daughter, who is a wonderful musician. She has performed at the Monterey Jazz Festival. She's 17 years old. She has a CD out, but she spends all her time, you know, writing music and performing music. And she, you know, doesn't want to go out and put herself out to sell herself and market herself. Now, she's only 17, but we've had this conversation that whatever the art form is, if you're an artist, if you're a poet, if you're a writer, if you're a musician. The key is, unless you want to be just someone who writes in your room and you put your finished product up on the shelf and you show it to your friends and family, you know, you're never going to get your idea to the mass market unless you're willing to put yourself on the line and do what's uncomfortable, and that is sell. I mean, there's a reason why writers write and salesmen sell. And you know, it's hard to go and sell your own material. It's difficult to be able to go and say to somebody, read this, it's really great because you wrote it. It sounds like you're egomaniac or something. It's difficult.
Or the other side is you just expect the world to come beating a path to your door, and that rarely happens. Well, what's changing online, Rocky, today is the phenomenon like YouTube that makes it possible to post videos very easily. And in fact, gear like the flip camera and even the new iPhone that really make it possible to make a video, post it, do it all. Anyone can do it. And so I guess what I wonder about Books to Film TV and its value is something I want you to tell me about, the professional piece of this, because it's not simply shooting a quickie video on your cell phone and putting that up on YouTube.
Well, yes, and we are professionals. I've got 30 years in the movie business. My head of production, Scott Barker, is a director himself and is actually out directing his first feature right now, but he's available, you know, because we have staff. And the sort of the YouTube thing is great, and, you know, your authors can take our sizzle reel and put it on YouTube. But more than that is that we are professionals, and we take a look at the material closely. We look at the marketplace. We talk to the writer or the publisher, and we ask them, you know, where do you ultimately want to go? A speaker says, I want to get on radio and talk shows to promote my book. Someone says, I want to get it to an agent. Someone says, I want to get it made into a movie. So we take a look at what the ultimate goal is of the client, and we tailor the sizzle to meet that goal. Now, we have various different levels of sizzle reels. I mean, we start at $600, which is really, really simple. And we go up to a $10,000 sizzle, which is basically we go and recreate scenes from the book. If somebody wants it to actually go take scenes and shoot it like a movie, we know we have to go and do that. Now, no one has hired us for the $10,000 one because it would only, you know, it would take a major publisher or a major writer to do it. But we have a lot of mid-range pieces, which really combines music and text and images, and we use a lot of effects and colorization, and we cut it with music, and we license the stuff for you. So at the end of the day, it's really a professional piece of material, and it's, you know, there are a lot of samples up on the website.
Well, yeah, and we can have a look at those at bookstofilm.tv. This is Chris Keneally. We're chatting right now with Rocky Lang, who's one of the co-creators of this new website that's providing a service to authors and others in the publishing industry, helping them reach out to the film and TV world to go from New York to Hollywood with the click of a mouse, as it were. There's been a relationship between the book world and the publishing world, the film world, going back to almost the very beginning of cinema. What do you think the future is going to be like? How much does Hollywood rely upon the books that are published every year for material?
Well, I'll tell you this. What's happening with Hollywood today, and many of the filmmakers like myself are hoping it will change, but what's happening today is that the studios are looking for existing pieces of material, and that means that they are looking for they're doing cartoons, they're doing comic books, they're doing sequels, they're doing prequels, they're doing remakes, and they're doing books. And if you look at the Academy Awards last year, four of the five nominees were books. And the fifth one was from existing material already, which was the Harvey Milk story that Sean Penn was in. So five movies were coming from existing material.
And that's that whole notion of the platform, right?
Right. It's a platform to build from. But what that does is that, in a certain way, it makes it harder for the writer who's in the shower driving down the road that gets an idea that's a small idea and they want to turn it into something and they want to get a movie made, which was, you know, the 70s and the 80s, mainly in the 70s. There was a lot of movies that got made, a lot of interesting filmmakers, a lot of, you know, people pushing the envelope as far as style and substance. And if you just even look at, you know, the TV today versus the way it was, you know, 15 years ago in style, I mean, it's completely different. And so you know, we're looking right now to hopefully, but I mean, for me as a filmmaker, I'm looking that it opens it up to the more of the individual idea. And as far as within the book world, it's pretty hard to get a book made into a Hollywood movie unless it's created what you're saying, the platform, it has an audience. You know, unfortunately, you know, the Taking Woodstock project, which was, I thought, an incredible book, has not done well as a feature film. And I was really hoping to see that thing break out because I thought it would have allowed, you know, the smaller writer, the smaller publisher to be recognized more, but it didn't work. So, you know, we just keep plugging away and see how it goes.
Right, and you know, it's interesting. I think about some of the great movies of all time, and you're right, they are all books. Gone with the Wind would be on that list, I would have to think. And there are a few movies that probably don't have some source material in a book in one form or another, either a piece of nonfiction that's been fictionalized or anything like that. So that relationship is probably going to continue in the future. Now, you've mentioned the various products you do, the sizzle reels and the various levels and even speaker sizzles, which allow somebody to market their service as a speaker. There's some success stories that you can share with us?
I'd like to talk about Cable Publishing, which we did a sizzle for them. They're a mid-sized publisher in the Midwest, and they have a book called The Glenn Jean's Daughter by Sharon Hendry. And Sharon came to us and asked us to do a sizzle for her, which we did. And I got a nice letter from Ann Wishard, who is the owner of Cable Publishing, and she said their sales increased 20% just by the fact that they ran the sizzle on the website of the publishing company. So I was very excited about that. As far as other sizzle reels, I mean, I have a lot of success stories about my own stuff that I've done over the years, but we're a new company starting in January of this year, and so people are just gearing up. They're getting their material now, and they're ready to go out and see what happens. There's actually a producer in Hollywood who had us do a sizzle on a book that she had optioned. It was a completed book. It was a book that had not done well in the United States, but had done reasonably well in England, and she owned the rights to it, and she asked us to do a sizzle reel on that, and she now has a screenplay on it. And so, you know, she's out to market with the screenplay. So the sizzle helped her, you know, motivate her to find the people who would get the screenplay written.
That's great.
Yeah, so you know, we're everybody's been very excited. There's a writer, who actually self-published, and she's got a book coming out, and she's gotten a lot of heat and interest in off the sizzle reel, and she may actually wind up getting a publisher as opposed to self-publishing because people are excited now and they want to read the book. And before, they didn't want to read the book, was going into, you know, slush piles and things like that. Well, so we're hoping that our writers and our publishers will see a lot of success with it.
Yeah, well, that raises a question for me. Is there a particular time in the process of writing a book that an author should be thinking about this? I mean, do they have to wait till the book is done? Should they be thinking about this even as they're creating an outline? Is it too early or is it too late at any stage?
I immediately will answer you from the creative side as a writer. I think that a writer needs to focus on writing the material the best that they can write it. And at the end of the day, when they have their book finished and they're happy with it, you start to really sort of put the game plan together about where to go. Because as I was talking earlier, is that you sort of have to realize what your goal is. You know, where you're trying to sell it and where you are in your career. Are you going to look for an agent, or are you giving it to your agent to try to find a publisher, or are you trying to get to Hollywood? So I would say, you know, get your you can always be thinking about how you're going to sell your book. I mean, it's part of the process of what am I going to do when it's over. But I think the focus needs to be on the writing. Because remember, it is just a sizzle. It's not what's written on the page. It's basically a way of saying, this is what my book is about. It's very exciting. Please read it.
Well, that's a great reminder that it is about the writing, and I think it's a good way to end. We've been talking with Rocky Lang, who is a producer, screenwriter, and director, about a new website and a service that he's helped to create called bookstofilm.tv. And we'll look forward to seeing you sometime in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, Rocky. Maybe we'll do lunch.
I'd love to do lunch. Thank you, Chris.
I would love to do lunch as well. This is Chris Keneally for Beyond the Book. Thanks for listening.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.